Man, I don't think I'll ever change this beat. Yeah. Yo, God is good, God is great, man. We here, we living. We could be anywhere in the world, but we here, we right now. We can even be 6 feet under, but we not. We right here. So we always gotta give thanks. Always gotta give glory to God, and always gotta just, man, be happy. Enjoy the moment, man. Yesterday, that stuff don't exist. Tomorrow, that stuff don't exist. Today, it exists. This present moment, right now, man. Embrace it, enjoy it, live it. Live it to the highest they could possibly live it. You feel me? And give thanks. The more that you give thanks, the more that you will receive. Real talk. Man. Whew. Man, let's go get it, man. Let's go get it today. Let's go get it. Not for nobody else, but for yourself. Make yourself proud of the work, of the research, of the giving, of the new ideas, of the thoughtfulness that you put into your life for yourself. Man, if you're not happy, if you don't feel loved by yourself, and I mean like not by yourself, like you're alone, but if you don't feel loved by oneself, by yourself, you feel me? You can't receive love, I guess, in the most genuine way from someone else. You feel me? Like you won't feel it if you don't feel it within first. You can know, oh man, they love me, but just imagine if you love yourself first, and then they just enhance it, just put a little bit of sprinkle on it. You feel me? Then you get little sprinkles from everywhere, but the main ice cream component is you loving yourself. And man, that'll be a beautiful thing. So if you're not there yet, continue to work. It's definitely not an overnight thing. It's definitely, you got to work for this. You got to push forward. You got to make great things happen for yourself. And I don't mean you're climbing Mount Everest. I mean anything that's great for you. Start small, start big. Shoot, however you want to start, just start. Get in the game to love yourself. Man, you are tuned in and welcome to the most honest, most vulnerable, most prolific podcast, the Justin Bless Podcast. Yes, sir. And we back, man. We back here live. We rocking, we rolling, we going. And I actually got to open up to you guys a little bit. So I got the camera, like I told you guys. But I still got to figure out how to do it still. You feel me? And in the midst of me doing that, and I'm going to keep it 100 with you guys. I got so comfortable with just doing the voice. I kind of just like, you know what I mean? I guess put it on the back burner. But now I really got to do it like this week. I really got to do it. I got busy, not busy weekend, because you can... You're never too busy for what's important to you or what you want to make important. You feel me? So, bro, I need to do this. I said the summertime, damn near the summer is almost over. I got the camera in the summertime. And we're about to hit the halfway mark, which is 52 episodes, my guy. Oh, my goodness, bro. We're about to get 52. We're about to get 52 episodes, bro. Oh, my goodness. And I'm saying that because I embarked on this journey to do 2 episodes a week. How many weeks in 1 year? 52. You feel me? And we are almost there. In only 1 week that I only put out 1 episode. But I was thinking, y'all bear with me, you feel me? I'm trying to implement with my life real estate, real estate, work, my girl, family, alone time for me, the gym, my gym content videos that I put on like Instagram and TikTok, YouTube, man. Make sure y'all follow your boy, man, at JustinBless_. Again, that's at JustinBless_. Man, make sure y'all follow your boy on YouTube. Is JustinBless. I had 2 accounts on YouTube that's like under Justin Bless. But make sure you follow the one when I'm like in the, it looks like I'm in green herbismus background, but I'm really in a cold tub. Well, I did some recovery and I love that picture. It's like I'm just in my zone. You feel me? I'm in my zen. I'm just in my I'm in my blessings and living through my opportunities, and man, I'm just locked in. You feel me? In me. And I love that picture. So yo, most definitely y'all follow your boy. Kind of lost my train of thought, but follow your boy on that. Yeah, but I'm saying this. Oh yeah, like I said, I was gonna share something with y'all. I'm gonna see how I work with the video. If I want to give out that good content, that solid, I guess I might need to do 1 episode a week, and then market it more to like social media and stuff. I might market on Tuesday when it drops, right? Let you know, new episode, blah, 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 this, that, and the third. And then marketing it again on Friday. Just straight marketing only. Instead of dropping 2 episodes a week and then marketing. You know what I mean? I need a balance, like, not necessarily balance, but I don't want to be a jack of all trades, a master of none. You catch that? You feel me? I don't want to be like that, man. I already got like stuff going on with basically everything, and I'm doing it all myself, but I don't want to. Be a jack of all trades and a master of none, man. Jovan's mother told him that, and he told me that, and that, like, saying almost always stuck with me. Even though I was still a jack of all trades, a master of none, I was like that too. I didn't really start getting out of that mindset until like much later. So me getting out of it later, now I'm starting to really understand it. And I'm thinking, like, if I do 1 podcast a week, let's do, like, I'm telling you, like, the marketing, like, I'm gonna be just really editing, putting stuff on like TikTok, little clips here and there, just really going hard with it, really trying to do it like that. And I think that's what I'm going to have to do. With me recording with just voice, it's very simple, but I know when I add the video, it's gonna be more complex to it. More components are gonna be added to it, and more work is gonna need to be done. And I don't wanna rush through it. I wanna make great content for you guys and stuff like that. So that's something I've been thinking about. It's not 100%, but you feel, I gotta share with y'all how your boy feeling, how your boy thinking, how your boy moving. You feel me? But man, let's but yo, I'm recording this in the morning. I'm recording this right before it drops. Like, I'm talking today, right now, this moment. It's Tuesday, August 16th. It is 7:30 right now. And I know this joint's about to drop in 30 minutes. So we gotta wrap this up real quick and then drop it. But hey, you know, it's that's fresh. And when I'm speaking right now, it's fresh. It ain't pre-recorded, nothing like that. I know I'm recording a day before, but stuff came up that I'm like, yo, I gotta do this. I can't slack off. I can't take it off. Like, nah, let's get it, man. So instead of going to the gym like I do early in the morning, I was like, yo, let me wake up, record a pod. I'm gonna meditate a little bit, and then your boy's gonna go to work. You feel me? But man, let's tap into this praise report. Just a little bit of news, and let's get straight to it. To finishing up that book that we had, man. All right, let's try to finish two laws. We'll see where it's at. I don't know how many laws that we got left, but I know we left off on the sixth law. The law of short-sightedness, you feel me? Got to be able to see and walk by faith, have hope in the good to happen in your life. And if you start at the bottom of the mountain, when you get on top, man, it's going to be a beautiful view. It's going to be worth all the work. And you got to remember that constantly while you're working. And sometimes it looks like it's an endless route or endless trail or endless journey that there is going to be no happiness. But promise you, and I promise myself all the time, continue to do this work and more things is gonna happen, man. God is good. God is great. All right, let's get into this praise report. Praise report. Beep 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 beep. Praise da 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 report. Amen. All right, so a woman in Scotland. Shout out to Scotland real quick. Yo, just give them a round of applause before I can say this, because then we'll give them another round of applause, because this is so big, yo. This is so big, yo. Woman in Scotland. I keep saying like it's one person. Woman in Scots. Man, I'm thinking about Scottsdale. I'm tripping. That's a city in Phoenix. I mean, Arizona. Man, all right. Women in Scotland now have the legal right to receive free menstrual products, man. Big round of applause, man. They doing big things there in Scotland for that, man. I gotta visit, y'all. I just gotta, because it seemed like y'all on something right. And I respect that. Real talk. Serena Williams, man, it's like this all girl news here. We could give one more news, and then we tap into the book. But Serena Williams announced that she has and will start evolving away from tennis. So I would love to see her win one more Grand Slam, man, and just cap it off like that. That would be great. That would be such a beautiful thing, because I think she's a beautiful woman. I think she's a magnificent woman. I just think very very highly of her, very good in her, man. Like, she is dope. And the thing is, she is so right about that. If she accomplished what she accomplished, I remember she said this a while back, she'll be considered one of the greatest athletes ever. And because she's a woman doing all this, she's not considered that, or she's not in the discussion. And I fully 100% believe that, because what she has done, man, she's definitely there, my guy. You feel me? So, y'all remember the other pod, we said that boy Trump house got raided by the FBI. Man, it looks like they seized some documents, and man. And then he went to court pleading the fifth. Bro, when he pleaded the fifth, my guy, they like, it's like you really on your heels. And another thing, the FBI, man, they do not miss. When they got somebody, they ain't getting no warrant for no reason. I'm telling you, bro, they're not doing that for no reason. Even they're waiting for you to commit like 10 crimes that they can actually prove before they get you. You feel me? They're not waiting for one. They will make sure when they got you, bruh, let's say the judge let you go on 3 of them. Well, we got you on 7 of them. You feel me? Like, that's how they play the game. Like, when they get you, bro, they've been doing research, extensive research on your ass. Whole family, whole movement, whole everything, bro. They ain't doing just how they got Bobby Shmurda, man. The FBI came and got this nigga. And the thing is, they let this nigga live his life and do his thing, whoop-de-whoop, this, that, and the third, until they can put your ass away, man. They're trying to put him away for more, but his lawyer did his thing and he only got like 7 or something like that. But, man, that boy Trump, man, I honestly think he gonna go down, bro. You know what I mean? Like, I honestly think that, bro, because it was like cops or something like that, or some regular schmegler type of thing, bro. I'll probably be like, man, he ain't going away. But the FBI? Bro, I don't know, man. I don't know. I've been arrested by cops. I had detectives looking for me, man. The FBI, that's a whole different level, bro. John Dillinger, you guys know who that is? Man, they created the FBI for this nigga. Because he'll rob a bank in one city or one state, and he'll leave that state. And the cop's jurisdiction didn't let them go to other states. So the FBI was formed just for this nigga, bruh. And then it just kept it going. That's how the FBI was formed. A lot of people don't know, but this nigga was that nigga, bruh. Just trying to get him because this dude was one of the most famous guys at the time, just ducking and dodging and dodging. You know what I mean? My man was freaking robbing banks and doing his thing. And yeah, they created the FBI for him. Escaped prison twice, nigga, with a fake gun. Like, well, one time was with a fake gun. I think the other time was just him. He just like escaped. Like, bruh, do real smooth with it for real. But hey, man, on the other side, stuff is getting worse and bad, worse over here. Eggs is up 38%. Chicken is up 17.6%. Milk is up 15.6%. I don't really drink milk, but them other two, chicken and eggs, I do. And man, that stuff is going up. Over the past 12 months, they went up like that. It's bananas, my guy. Bananas. But shoot, let's tap in to this joint, man. Let's get into this book, bruh. And make sure y'all go grocery shopping. Y'all watch out, man. And don't be ashamed if you gotta use coupons, bruh. It's about saving bread, stacking up, and investing. Don't worry about what other people think. Make sure your kids and you, if you got kids, or if you make sure yourself is straight. You feel me? So let's tap into this joint, man. And man, I'm excited. I'm excited to see these other laws, because man, the narcissism and freaking short-sightedness and controlling the emotions, man, this joint is freaking fire, bro. So man, let's go.
Law 7, the law of defensiveness. Soften people's resistance by confirming their self-opinion. Everybody wants to believe that they are independent and in control of their own lives. People all have certain self-opinions and perceptions about who they are, and they are willing to fight to defend those opinions. There are 3 universal qualities to people's self-opinions. 1. I am autonomous, acting of my own free will. Even if we have been manipulated or succumbed to peer pressure, we don't want to tell ourselves that outside influences guided our decision-making. If we feel like we are being coerced, we tend to rebel. 2. I am intelligent in my own way.
I feel it.
No one feels comfortable with the idea that they may be gullible or have subpar intelligence.
Yo.
3, I am basically good and decent. We all have the tendency to believe we are good people supporting the right causes. By understanding the 3 universal self-opinions above, you are in a better position to influence them. Never put someone in a situation that would trigger one of their self-opinions. You can use these 5 strategies to persuade people effectively and avoid triggering their defensiveness of the 3 universal self-opinions. 1. Transform yourself into a deep listener. Our attention is often scattered, and the reason for this is that people are more interested in their own thoughts and feelings than the person they are communicating with. The usual...
Yo, that's something that you have to really be aware of to listen. It's wild. Like, listening, bro, is like you got to tap into it. People think just because we have ears and we can hear things don't mean that you're listening. You feel me? Hearing and listening is 2 different things. And I feel most people don't listen. They just hear. And you got to really tap into that, bro. Like, you really got to force yourself to listen, understand, and then you respond. But sometimes people just hear, respond. That's it. So I feel them. For transforming yourself, man, you got to be a deep listener, an active awareness listener.
Of talking less and listening more is often redundant unless there is some kind of motivation to actually listen. Treat each person you interact with as an uncharted country that is abundant with hidden surprises. Find what interests them, look for clues in their facial expressions, like when their eyes light up, and probe deeper. The more they talk, the more you can discover their desires and insecurities. 2. Infect people with the proper mood. People are very vulnerable to the moods of others. If you are relaxed and warm-hearted, they will feel comfortable, sense this, and mirror your good mood. Gentle taps on the arms can build rapport, but avoid too much eye contact because this can be taken as a sexual connotation. 3, confirm their self-opinion using the 3 universal self-opinions. For independence, appeal to the sense of autonomy. If you need to get their help, don't let them feel like they are being manipulated. Instead, position the favor in a way that makes the favor feel like it was their idea or choice all along. For intelligence, concede that their opinion on the matter is better than yours. This will make them feel slightly superior. Lower their guards and put them in a position where they are more willing to accept your opinions later. For their self-belief of decency and goodness, link your need to a greater cause and remind them of good deeds that they have done in the past. 4, ally their insecurities. Once you have identified someone's insecurities, be careful not to trigger them, and then go about giving compliments and flattering them about those qualities. 5, use people's resistance and stubbornness. Subvert people's emotions, language, and stubbornness in a constructive way. Use the language back at them, because it is very hard for people to not follow the words that they have used themselves. Stubbornness stems from uncertainty and fear of change. If they have a rebellious nature, reverse psychology can be used to push them in a direction you want them to go. The royal road to influence is to put the focus on others. Let them do the talking. Let them be the stars of the show. The flexible mind. Just as the body tightens with age, however, so does the mind. When we are children, our minds are very flexible, and they learn at a rate much faster than as adults. The ultimate frame of mind is one that is flexible like a child's and has the reasoning power of an adult. As we age, we become closed off to new ideas. Try to imagine your ideas and opinions like toy building blocks. You can play with them, experiment with them, throw some out, keep some, or get new ones. Don't become too attached and rigid to your ideas. Remain playful and flexible in your spirit. Finally, become more self-aware that you are not as good as your self-opinion makes you believe you are. You do buy services or products due to advertising influences. You do conform to ideas because of the groups that you belong to, and you are susceptible to being manipulated. Distance yourself from your self-opinion to see how it affects your thinking.
Ooh, that was fire, bro. That was real good. And I think everybody is that person of defense mode. You know what I mean? And I have been that person. With some, I guess, topics, I am still that person, I would say. Like, I know one for a fact, like the gym. Man, someone try like, bro, I've been doing this gym stuff for a very long time, especially if you're not in more shape than me, or at least at the level I'm at. Bro, it's really hard for me to listen to you about the gym, bro. You know what I mean? And then you try, I get defensive on that. Of course, like family and all the other things, that's a given, but that's everybody. I'm trying to say like things are like really unique to me. I think that's about it. Really, the gym is something I really go really extremely hard on with defense. I don't got nothing else, man. What do you guys got? You guys think of that, man. Like, and if you don't remember, man, go ahead and play it back, man. That defense mechanism, man. A lot of people do that, especially insecure people. You know, we all have insecurities, but I'm talking about like an insecure person is like insecure by everything. You feel me? So, law 8, man, the law of self. I'll just let this nigga say it. He said it way better. His voice all cool and stuff.
Law 8, the law of self-sabotage. Change your circumstances by changing your attitude.
Ooh, bruh. Changing your attitude, bro. I think that goes with like everything. Don't you feel like when you change your attitude, the situation changes? That's why I always say this, bro. Man, be thankful, bro. I know with this world is so busy that we forget to be thankful. Man, be thankful, bro. Real talk, be thankful, man. Be thankful with everything that you got, every single thing that you have, and everything that you don't have. Like, you don't want monkeypox, my guy. And more will come, I'm telling you. Change your attitude, change your circumstances, change your situation, be happy.
Law 8, the law of self-sabotage. Change your circumstances by changing your attitude. You must not only be aware of the role of your attitude, but also believe in its supreme power to alter your circumstances. The way that you look at and interpret the world around you is what creates your attitude. If you see the negative in all situations and you are fearful, you will inadvertently create those situations that you fear the most. If you are afraid of failure, you won't try new things, which results ultimately in a failure to succeed in anything. There are two general categories of attitude: negative and narrow, or positive and expansive. Negative and narrow-minded people are generally fearful, and in order to try and have control, they limit what they see and experience. Someone with a positive and expansive attitude, on the other hand, wants to try new things and is open to new ideas. If you want to change your circumstances in life, you first need to change your attitude. Here are 5 constricted or negative attitudes that you need to conquer. Hostile attitude. The world is a hostile place, so in order to try and defend themselves, people with a hostile attitude seek to become hostile themselves.
Y'all remember what I just said? I just said this, bro. The world, bro, it's noisy, bro. It's it's tough out here in these streets. It makes you forget things, man. It makes you, I guess, adapt without you wanting to adapt unconsciously. Like, stuff like that happen, bro. But, man, you got to stay the course. Stay true.
In their mind, the world is against them. They blame others and tend to make others around them aggressive or defensive. Be aware of this type of attitude and manage your own hostility by telling yourself when you first meet someone, I like this person, or this person is intelligent. If you notice less hostility in the world and in others when you begin doing that, then you may notice that the source of the hostility was actually manifesting from within yourself. Anxious attitude. Someone with an anxious attitude ultimately fears losing control of the situation. They like to micromanage and control others. You can deal with your own anxiety by channeling this negative energy into your work and trying to become less of a perfectionist and control freak. If you are dealing with someone with this type of attitude, don't let their attitude infect you. Be calm and become a soothing influence on them. Avoidant attitude. Someone with doubts about their intelligence or competence and who generally see the world through the lens of their insecurities have this type of attitude. They avoid responsibility or challenges because they may call into action their self-esteem. Be cautious to form partnerships with someone like this. And if you feel that you may have some of this attitude yourself, you can diminish this fear by motivating yourself to take on small projects and make sure that you take them all the way to completion. Depressive attitude. This attitude carries a feeling of unworthiness and being unloved. A person with this type of attitude tends to betray, criticize, and wound others to feed their own depression. Any signs of success or progress are self-sabotage before they can even fully be accomplished. People are attracted to someone with this kind of attitude because they want to help them. However, this usually results in them also being criticized and then discarded.
Don't do that, man. Do not do that. I have been there before. I have been there, bruh, trying to save somebody. I have been there. And that stuff is not pretty. It's not cool. It's not any of that, bruh. Like, you think you're about to come out and be the hero and everybody's going to love you. No. Their energy is going to make you depressed, make you sad, make you easily triggered. Be on defensive mode, and then whatever that's not making them happy, whatever the case is, they're gonna take it out on you because you are that good Samaritan, you are that good citizen, you are that good boyfriend, good girlfriend, good wife, whatever that it is, right? Sibling, whatever. They're gonna take it out on you, bro. I'm telling you, sometimes you don't even get that thank you, that recognition that you deserve from them because they're so in their bubble. So don't do that, my guy. Trust. Don't do that. Just let them figure it out. But like I said in the beginning, bro, I said this in the beginning of the pod, bro. Love oneself first, bro. You got to love oneself, bro, before anybody else. Everybody can just add some sprinkles on. Like I said, you can't make a full ice cream with just sprinkle on someone. Someone, they ain't create their ice cream for themselves, bro. You can't add the sprinkle. You're going to put the sprinkle on. You're going to try to put it on like Salt Bae. I put the salt on the steak and the shit's just going to hit the floor. And they're just going to step on it because they don't appreciate it. Because they didn't create their ice cream yet. Let them do it first and then you come in and just add to it. Yeah. Chup.
To cheer someone up with this type of attitude by showering them with the wonders of life. Instead, subtly steer them towards positive experiences. We all have depressive moments in our lives. When you find yourself in a depressed state, it is best to channel that energy into your work or the arts. You can pick up a guitar, paint a picture, or something like this. Resentful attitude. They feel wronged and see oppressors everywhere around them. People who have more than them are a sign of injustice, and any sign of criticism or disrespect towards them is taken very seriously. They do not explode in anger. However, they prefer to stew on their emotions. People with this attitude hold on to grudges, and if given any power, use it to express their resentment in often vengeful and vicious ways. Avoid people with this attitude if at all possible. If you harbor resentful tendencies yourself, learn to let go of grudges. It is better to explode with rage in the moment than to stew on negative emotions that you may have just made up in your head. The expansive, positive attitude. Be an idea explorer. Leave certainty behind and play with new ideas. Enjoy challenging yourself with new ways of thinking. Adversity and pain are most often out of your control, but you can learn how to control your response and emotions to any situation. Don't accept and place limits on yourself as you grow older. If you believe that you can't do something, you will create a self-fulfilling cycle. Your attitude plays a huge role on your health. Falling in love or getting excited about your job gives you more energy and allows you to recover from illnesses faster. Being depressed or stressed, on the other hand, does the reverse. Don't take things that others say or do towards you personally. They are just protecting their own negative feelings. Law 9, the law of repression. Confront your dark side. More often than not, people are not who they seem to be.
Whew, real quick, man. That's a lot buddy was giving us, bro. That last one, self-sabotage, bro. You feel me? And if you do want to help people, like you said, point to the positive. But not necessarily you being a Captain Save. You feel me? Not Captain Save a brother, Captain Save a hoe. No. You just pointing to the positive and don't sabotage yourself either, bro. That self-sabotaging stuff is like, man, that's ill. But we all been depressed. We all had anxiety. We all have been through that. But let's push on forward. Let's move forward. And, hey, like I said, channel that into some type of art, something good that's going to better yourself. Even though that you are depressed or down or whatever, you know when something is good for you and will help you out. You feel me? If you learn a new skill, whatever, just channel into that. I know you don't feel like it, but just do it. And you're going to thank yourself later. Trust. Shoot. Next law, man. Let's get it. This last law, there's 9 laws. Let's finish it up. Yeah, let's finish it up. Let's get it, man.
Law 9, the law of repression. Confront your dark side. More often than not, people are not who they seem to be. We all have a dark side. The selfish, aggressive impulses within us that we hide from the public view to fit in and feel respected and liked by the group. Carl Jung, the famous psychologist, refers to this as the shadow. The shadow lives within our unconscious mind, but can leak out through our emotions in times of insecurity or stress. Our dark side also tends to reveal itself more as we get older. Here are some notable signs of the dark side. Contradictory behavior. A person who preaches the rules but then breaks them.
Bruh, that's one of my biggest pet peeves, bruh. Man, I extremely dislike niggas like that, bruh. Extremely dislike when people want to say something but do the complete opposite. A lot of people, damn near everybody, that were my first teachers in a way. That's parents, teachers to life, not just teacher in class. Like, parents, older cousins, whatever. All them people, bruh. Hypocrites, bruh. Probably not the biggest, I'll say. Because everybody has said something that they didn't do. But the older that you get, I would think that you will take it more like seriously on the things that you say. But some people don't take it seriously at all. Just keep themselves or hold themselves accountable at all for anything that they say. They're just talking just to talk. And I've learned that. In my days and now, how I feel, how I trying to move in this world, it's not necessarily for anybody else. Nah, fuck all them. It's about me. How am I happy when I look myself in the mirror? Currently, right now, I'm extremely happy when I look myself in the mirror. From the unperfect skin to the perfect smile to big forehead, receding hairline, to it all, bruh. Me being black, I ain't trying to be white or anything like that. To the unperfect English, I don't speak the best English, nigga. You feel me? I don't read the best. I'm not the best at math. I ain't the best at science, bro. Like, but I know one thing. I keep it 100. I keep it 100, bro, with myself first and foremost, and then to the rest of the world. I got to make sure I do that first for myself, because when I speak about myself, I speak with confidence. I walk with confidence, bro. You can smell my confidence when I walk into the room, bro. You know that I know myself. Like, yo, this nigga, he himself. And that's what I strive to be, bro. That's what I strive to be. And I feel everybody should rock like that. And if they don't rock like that, me and them, it's just like I can smell it. I can see it. And it's not really you. And I remember I used to watch like boxers conferences, MMA fighters, and they'll be like, man, that's not really you. Like, I can just see it. I can smell it. I can feel it. And I didn't know that because I was one of those people that sat in their shit so long that stopped to smell. You feel me? You sit in shit so long, bro, it's gonna stop to smell. You need to get up. You need to keep stuttering shit. You need to get up out of there. Get up out of there. Get the hell up out of there. You feel me? ASAP. Then when you look back, you're like, damn, my shit do stink, just like everybody else. But then you work from there and try to be the best person that you could possibly be, but for yourself first.
Emotional outbursts. Person who loses self-control easily. Vehement denial. For example, a person who argues against homosexuality but secretly desires it. Over-idealization. A person who uses a good cause to act in a bad manner. Accidental behavior. A person who gets drunk and reveals their true emotions.
Bruh, that's the one. That's the one. I'm so thankful for that drunk one, bruh. Because it truly showed me the people that really got in my corner. That's the one, bruh. Like, that stuff is poisonous. And people still rock with it, still do it or whatever. And the full truth come out of them, or a little bit of the truth. It's kind of like whenever there's an argument or something like that, someone mad or whatever, like the part of the truth come out, like it's a fact, bro. And I'm so thankful for that. At the moment I wasn't, but now I am. And yeah, it's fly.
Projection. A person who accuses someone else of desiring sex, money, or power, when in fact that is what they secretly desire themselves. In order to conceal the shadow, we develop emphatic traits. These traits tend to cover up the opposite trait that we want hidden from the public view. Here are the 7 most common emphatic traits. The tough guy shows an intimidating side to cover up the soft and vulnerable side they are so afraid of. The saint exudes purity and goodness, but once given a taste of power, quickly abuses that power. The fanatic impresses people with their drive and dedication, but fail to deliver on what they promise. The passive-aggressive charmer will be overly nice on initial interactions, but gossips behind the backs of others. The rigid rationalist fears irrationality. They use their intellect to bully others that they deem to have primitive or low-level thinking. The snob is so afraid of mediocrity that they exert superiority. The extreme entrepreneur pays exceptional attention to detail and seems to value independence. Their inability to listen and delegate work to others end up becoming their downfall. They secretly want others to take care of them.
What do you want?
What a job that.
I was about to say I'm that entrepreneur dude, but then it's like they want secretly other people to take care of them. And 100% that is not me, my guy. That's not me at all. And I was like, damn, that sounds like me. Then at the end, I'm like, oh, shoot. Nah, hell nah. I know which one was me, but I know I used to be that person that was act like I was a super go-getter and didn't achieve or do what I was going to say I was going to do. I was definitely that guy, but I ain't that guy no more, though. So when I speak, my words hold weight.
To take care of them. When you become conscious of the shadow and bring it out into the light, it loses its power. You can then control, channel, and integrate it into your life. By doing so, your more attractive, authentic, and creative side will come back to life. You can follow these steps to become an integrated human. See the shadow. Identify and monitor what things make you touch.
Bruh, did you hear what Buddy said? We gotta rewind that, bruh. You gotta bring it to light. When I tell you, man, I got big forehead. I'm 5'9". Bruh, I ain't the tallest nigga. I'm not, I got the crispiest hairline. I got the, those are really my only like two right there. But when you bring it out to light and you show it, because I remember I used to record on stories, I used to cut off my forehead because I was like insecure of that. But man, that's who I am though. That's what it is. And I already told y'all, bro, your boy getting that surgery 100%. When I started embracing that, bro, people started, I guess, I make them feel insecure because I'm so comfortable with myself. And also on the other hand, people want to rock with me more. If it's women or whatever, if a man try to be my friend or whatever it is, you feel me? Women trying to be my girl, whatever the case is, bro. They love it at the end of the day. The thing is, we think, if we say this or we embrace this or whatever, nobody's going to like us. But it's the complete opposite, bruh. When you embrace your flaws, when you embrace your insecurities, people like you even more, bruh. That's the plot twist. It's crazy, right? But the work is hard. The work needs to be done first. You need to fully embrace it, not just say it as a joke. A lot of time people just say it as a joke, like, yeah, I got a big forehead. And like try to joke it off. That's not you fully embracing it, my guy. Because you want them to laugh with you or whatever. But they're not going to, they're going to sympathy laugh. You feel me? Because they know you ain't fully embrace it. But when you embrace it and just say what it is, bruh, nobody can tell you nothing. Bro, I did a barbershop video fully displaying it. My hair. You see my big forehead. Everything, bro. Fully on display. I put it up with so much confidence, bro. I didn't care what nobody thought, nobody was thinking, whatever. I put it up there. And when I record on the story for Instagram, bro, I ain't covering up my forehead or cutting it halfway off or whatever. Nah, bro. It's all up in there. My height, I'm all up in the video. I ain't trying to just like never show my height or something or. Nah, bro. 5'9". Say to the universe, your boy 5'9". My hair, bruh, it's receding, bruh. It's part of life. And for a fact, your boy's gonna get that surgery. Or I think it's a procedure. I don't even think it's surgery. Hair transplant. I'm gonna get that. I'm saving up for it. I'm going to make it happen. Real talk. So yeah, embrace that dark side. Let's read this. Let's hear this again, because it's the end of the book. We got to reread this. And I hope all my listeners really implement this for real, because when you put that out into the world, nobody can use that against you.
When you become conscious of the shadow and bring it out into the light, it loses its power. You can then control, channel, and integrate it into your life. By doing so, your more attractive, authentic, and creative side will come back to life. You can follow these steps to become an integrated human. See the shadow. Identify and monitor what things make you touchy and insecure. What is causing your shadow to show, and what are you trying to hide? Embrace the shadow. Don't repress or ignore your shadow. It is part of your personality. Explore the shadow. Explore your dark impulses and animalistic nature. If your shadow surfaces in dream states or dark thoughts, don't try to ignore it. Play with the ideas and channel that energy into your work. Show the shadow. Use the shadow as your ally if people get in your way. Respect your own opinions more and others less. Be more assertive and compromise less. Care less about what people think of you. And finally, don't be afraid to use the shadow at times to offend and even hurt people that have bad intentions or unjustly criticize you. Show your shadow proudly. The more you repress the shadow, the darker and uglier it becomes.
Yes, sir. Bruh. That was the end of the book, bruh. The laws of human nature. That's all 9 of the laws, bruh. That shit was deep. That stuff was cool. Man, I really, truly, really like that book, bruh. And, bruh, you feel me? I also say this, too. You feel me? I don't care how honest somebody is or whatever the case is. There's certain things that you probably said to someone, or, you know what I mean? You hit someone with a car. Like, bro, like last night, bro, I almost ran somebody over with a car, bro. Me and my girl, we're going to Shake Shack, get a burger. And I'm talking to her, and I'm about to get in the median to turn. And this hoe was at night jaywalking, bro. You don't at night jaywalk. You know, when you cross the street at night, bro, you don't cross the street and then stand in the middle of, like, you know how, like, there'll be, like, an entrance right behind you, like, an entrance right behind you to go into, like, a plaza or something, because you don't know if that car is going to go into there. So why would you cross right there? Like, bro, that's why there's a reason why you cross at the cross light, or, bro, you cross when there's no cars for a fact. They're far away or whatever. You try to do that cross half, stand in the middle. The cross, that's how people get hit, nigga. Because you don't know. I almost hit this lady, bro. Almost. Thank God I didn't. I slammed on my brakes. And, yeah, hardly seen the hoe, bro. She wasn't wearing no bright colors, nothing. I was like, bro, what? But thank God I didn't. Because I don't know, you know what I mean? What would have been? What would have happened? But I was going to say this, like, you don't necessarily, I guess, like, want to tell everybody everything. You know what I mean? Because it's not for them to know. But for you to know what it is for yourself, I think that's the most important thing. But a lot of things, like a big forehead, or like you got big toes or big feet or whatever it is, your fingers are not straight, whatever, that stuff like that, you gotta embrace that stuff, because niggas see it. You know what I mean? just be aware of the mother things. Like, oh man, that's there. You're just trying to figure it out, like, huh? Because for the most part, it's some childhood thing that happened, childhood trauma or something like that. And you're like, ah, all right, let's get over this. You feel me? Let's embrace it. Let's move forward. And you'll be A-O-K. Man, let's continue to work on ourselves, being a better selves. And shoot, I'm far from it. People look at me all the time, think I got it all figured out. I don't. But I know one thing for sure, two things for certain. I'ma always remain thankful, nigga. I believe being thankful, remaining thankful is the most powerful thing that you can do. I feel that always changes your life for the better. Being thankful, moving forward, doing great things. Life's good, life's great, life's beautiful, life's amazing. So let's go, let's grow, let's make great things happen. Let's make great things happen. Man. Embrace that darkness, embrace that dark side. Embrace some insecurities, say them insecurities, especially if they're physically. People can see them, people know that's like a thing. But you don't make it a thing because you walk so confidently in it. That's like, damn, this nigga, damn, this girl, yo. Confidence through the roof. And you embrace it and you make it happen. Go ahead and reread that book if you need to. God is good. God is great. You know who it is. You know what it is. It's Justin Bless. Justin Bless. None less, nigga.